We're talking today with Vanessa Arcara, who is the president and co-founder of the Third Act, which is a national climate advocacy group. Bill McKibben's one of the other co-founders. And they are the lead sponsor of the March 21st National Day of Action, focusing on the need to get banks to stop finance and fossil fuels. And there'll be a big rally march in the city of Albany at noon, starting at Maiden Lane and Broadway Avenue, and then visiting three of the banks. So, Vanessa, what led you to start the Third Act, and what do you hope the Third Act's going to accomplish?
Well, first, Mark, thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure. And for asking about Third Act. So Bill McKibben and I started Third Act December of 2021, both of us having spent a lot of time working in climate change and the climate movement. And at event after event after event for years and years, we noticed and really cherished the incredibly central contributions of folks over the age of 60, wherever we went, all of the events that were being organized, whether it was around climate justice or, mutual aid or what have you. There's been such a powerful emphasis and burgeoning of youth justice-led movements in the past 10 years, and they've been providing incredible leadership, all credit due. And we just kept thinking to ourselves, there aren't a lot of groups that are speaking specifically to Americans on the other end of the age spectrum who are over 60. And the more and more we thought about that idea, we realized how powerful it would be to call in the skills and the passion, the experience of folks over 60 in the U.S. to really throw down and help support our movements, not only to protect our climate, but to defend our democracy, which is increasingly under attack.
Now, I was a member of the steering committee of 350 New York City when Bill McKibben, I think back in 2012, launched his Do the Math tour, which is basically, in order to avoid climate collapse, you had to keep 80% of the existing fossil fuel resources in the ground, and that led to the whole divestment campaign. And I helped coordinate the campaign to get both New York City and New York State to divest from fossil fuels. But now the Third Act has moved on to banks. So what's why banks and climate change?
Well, put simply, we are becoming increasingly aware of the direct connection between cash and carbon. So the biggest four banks in the United States are also the four biggest financiers of the fossil fuel industry and the expansion of fossil fuel infrastructure in the world. It's a story that we need to mainstream because we know now that the cash that people have in their bank accounts, if you are if you're have accounts with Chase or Bank of America, Wells Fargo or Citibank, is often a person's single biggest source of carbon emissions. Folks don't know yet to be thinking about where they're storing their money as potentially being a big part of their own carbon footprint. But we know that that's true. And for larger accounts and companies like Apple or Netflix, the cash that they have in these accounts with these banks are producing more carbon pollution than any of their own business activities. So it's really significant. It's a really big part of the story. And so we are trying increasingly, and especially on Tuesday, March 21st, to make sure that everyone has this information and understands what they can do about it.
Now, if you had told us when we started the anti-divestment campaign, 10 years ago, that we were going to get $40 trillion worth of assets to divest from fossil fuels, we wouldn't have believed you. So it's been quite successful. But, many of the groups have moved on. A lot of them have worked with the Stop the Money pipeline and particularly focusing on various financial institutions, including insurance companies, but also, banks. How have banks been responding to this pressure? Because it seems like since the Paris Climate Accords back in 2015, they still are putting more money into fossil fuel expansion.
That's right. I mean, and you wouldn't know it if you looked at any of their social media accounts, because they paint themselves to be, you know, oh so green and oh so responsible around climate, and they're making this and that commitment. But the truth is, you know, these banks did not need Donald Trump's help to sabotage the Paris Climate Accord. Since it was signed, they have provided well over $1 trillion in underwriting and in lending to the fossil fuel industry that's building out and expanding new fossil fuel infrastructure. So it's, you know, how are they responding? They're putting their money into keeping this industry alive. And it's not just alive in the present or in the near-term future. Every one of these new fossil fuel infrastructure projects that gets built locks us in to decades of the status quo and a dirty energy economy. So it's a big deal.
Yeah, I will note earlier this week, I got a email from Public Citizen asking groups in New York to sign on to their effort to get the Department of Financial Services in New York to put a little bit more stringent regulations or monitoring on the banks in terms of its relationship to finance and fossil fuels. I believe it's probably the first state really looking at that. But you know, besides, you know, the day of action, and I guess there's almost 100 or more events taking place in the United States. You know, what will be sort of the follow-up after next Tuesday?
Yeah, and Mark, I'm glad that you mentioned the divestment movement, because in some ways it's a similar playbook, right? We have been working at Third Act and with our partner organizations for about a year now to, you know, make sure that folks increasingly know about the connections between their cash and carbon. And that's important, but we're not foolish enough to think that one person, you know, closing their account with JPMorgan Chase at a time is going to do anything to hurt the bank's bottom line. And so the next phase of all of this is escalating to organizing our institutions with much larger accounts to make commitments to be moving away from these banks as well. And forces combined, we know that, you know, ultimately has the power to get their attention, not only because the accounts are much bigger, but because we need to just be making so much more noise, and efforts to, you know, revoke the social license of these banks to essentially work as external arms of the fossil fuel industry. So we'll be doing a lot of escalation into much larger institutions with much larger accounts.
Well, we have about 2 minutes left. I mean, actually, what you just pointed out makes me think about, hey, where does New York City, where does New York State put their money in? But, you know, both what can individuals perhaps do in terms of their own financial investments? And, you know, how can people, you know, get more information about what Third Act is doing and also about the role of banks and other financial institutions in fossil fuels in 90 seconds?
Great. Yeah. I mean, folks are welcome to visit our website, which is thirdact.org. We have loads of resources at our site about how to find out, you know, which banks are not investing in the fossil fuel industry and credit cards too. So that's a good place to start. A perfect place to start is to come on out to one of our actions. You mentioned a few moments ago that there's going to be over 100 actions next Tuesday on the 21st, all around the country. You know, one of the best things you can do as an individual is to be a little bit less of an individual. So come on out and join us. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be a lot of fun. It should be a really powerful day.
Well, in Albany, it's at Maiden Lane and Broadway, the walkway over there to the Aquinum Reserve, and it's at noon. And we're gonna have a bunch of speakers, a lot of people from the faith community. I think it's Mountains and Rivers Green Faith, but dozens and dozens of communities, some frontline speakers, Mert Simpson, some youth speakers, be some music. I think some of the members of the Red Brigade are going to be there, and that will be at noon. And we've been talking with Vanessa Arcara, who is the president and co-founder of Third Act. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.